All right, welcome back to Let's Get Local on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. If you're catching at the devilradio92.7.com stream or on Facebook here, we're with Derek Peebles, the Executive Director of AMIBA, American Independent Business Alliance, and Colin Murray, Executive Director of Dane by Local. We were just talking about some of the challenges of the pandemic, but there were some great things too, right? Where AMIBA, Dane by Local, found some ways to help local businesses during the pandemic. I want to highlight some of those key things now. Colin, why don't you go first, talk about some of the collaborative efforts that you guys were able to do?
Yeah, you know, one of the big things, and I've talked about this before, was the grant program that we've been able to administer here with Dane County. That idea came from AMIBA. So about 2 weeks into the pandemic, the end of March of 2020, a number of the buy local groups from around the country got together on a phone call. And basically, we're all wringing our hands and wondering, what are we going to do to survive? And the executive director for Local First Arizona, Thomas, said, well, I think I'm going to go talk to my state government and see if we can set up some sort of a grant program. And that was the germ of an idea that then we took to Dane County, and we're able to develop the grant program that we have in place now, $29 million later, funneled into the local economy. We've been able to put that together. So it was directly because of AMIBA that that took place. So it's a very valuable service, not only for members of Dane by Local, but for many other local businesses in the community as well.
Derek, from your front, give us a couple of things that AMIBA tried to do to assist businesses during that time, other than give great ideas to places like Dane by Local.
Sure. Well, like I said, you know, the local alliance leaders like Colin are really the true leaders of AMIBA. And my job is to really hold the place for these collaborations to happen. And, you know, with the grant program that Dane by Local ran, that was replicated in Local First Arizona through Thomas Barr and their director, it's a tool. Now that it's worked in one or two communities, it becomes a tool for the whole nation and for all of our networks to be able to exact such a program. And that's where we've really been able to be successful, is hold the connection in the community in that way. Now, the other piece of that, where we were really strong throughout the pandemic, was getting policymakers involved in these convenings, where they were able to hear the stories directly from the business owners themselves on how they were being impacted through the pandemic. And that resulted in a lot of great things. And one area specifically was that a lot of folks were really worried that throughout the pandemic, and not business owners, I would say on a very high level, policy advocates, if you will, were very worried that once we came out of the pandemic, that it would increase market concentration, that big businesses would see the opportunity to really take over and further drive our local businesses out. And so we were really successful in working with our partners and making sure that we were encouraging policymakers to regulate monopolies. And that was very successful. Obviously, with the recent White House executive order that came out, was a very huge success for us. And we like to take credit for that, because we had a lot of strong partners that have direct access to DC. And that was one of the main areas where we were successful. And not only being able to educate the policymakers, but it really allowed for local business owners to really kind of feel connected, and it made them feel like they actually have a voice in this effort. And we were able to allow the space for those business owners to be able to share their story. Sharing stories is very powerful.
I think it's important too, as you talk about it, because especially connecting with the different policymakers at a local level, because there's different situations around the country. Different communities are different. Different places have different challenges, different pluses, different minuses. And so having them understand what's happening there, but then also get that bigger picture with other people coming, other voices coming to the room, is really beneficial to coming up with something that's helpful to all. You perfectly lead me, Derek. We'll talk about this now. What is the importance of, we'll let Colin touch on this first, talking a little bit about the importance and the impact of those local businesses on our local economy. We've touched on it in the past, but let's get a little bit more in depth.
Yeah, it certainly does make a difference as far as the local businesses are concerned. That connection, both at the city, county, state, and federal levels. And with Staying by Local, we've had a strong connection with city and county for many years. That's been great for us. But that's where Amoeba really fills a void as far as at the federal level is concerned in helping to fill those footsteps that we're not as strong in. So we have a good relationship with Mark Pocan and with Tammy Baldwin. They've been great during this time. But there's a whole lot more people in Washington than that, right? Mm-hmm. Having those connections is certainly a strength that Amoeba brings to the table on our behalf. So that definitely is a good thing as far as we're concerned.
And Colin, let's transition then to and take a look at just generally local businesses, how they impact our economy right here in Dane County. And then we'll get into that with Derek about what that looks like across the country. But tell people a little bit about what does that mean? So you're going to support a local business. You're going to spend your dollars locally. You've said it before. Let's say it again. What does that mean to our economy right here?
Yeah, it's a huge impact on these local business owners. There was a post on Facebook a couple of months ago, maybe longer than that at this point, showing a business shop owner here in town that was transacting a deal with a customer. It was a retail store. And as soon as the customer stepped out of the business, they started doing a little dance. It was just, they were thrilled to get that sale, and it just, you're not going to get that at Target. And nothing against Target, there's certainly a place for them. But, it's these small little business owners that, one sale can make all the difference and make their day. In some cases, especially during the pandemic, that might be their only sale of the day. That might be it. And they're thrilled to have it right now. And seeing that people are willing to support. And that's one thing that is great about Dane County is there's just that vibe here of people understanding the importance of supporting local and wanting to make an effort to search out these businesses and to support them on a regular basis. So, I think that's one of the reasons that Dane by Local is so successful is because of the mentality that we have here among the community. People want to make sure that we still have a Monroe Street and an Atwood Avenue and Willie Street and State Street and all the other ones out there that they continue to exist. That's important economy here in Dane County.
Derek, how has Amoeba been able to try to get that idea across the country as well, continue to boost that idea for local alliances, that how important it is for them and their communities to support their local businesses?
Yes, and that this is very important because this goes back to a study that Amoeba did before my time that really clearly communicated the importance of the local economic multiplier effect, or you may call it the local premium. And it's really a key part of effective buy local and public education campaigns, which is really the bread and butter of what Amoeba's done over the past 20 years. And so the multiplier results from the fact that independent, locally owned businesses recirculate a far greater percentage of revenue locally compared to absentee owned businesses, or what you may call locally owned franchises. So in other words, going local creates more local wealth and jobs. And we have communicated that through the local multiplier effect. And so that multiplier effect is really comprised of three elements, I would say, and that is the direct, the indirect, and the induced impacts. And so the direct impact is really spending done by a business in the local economy to operate the business, including inventory, utilities, equipment, and payroll. And then you have the indirect impact, which happens as dollars the local business spent at other area businesses that also recirculates. And then you have the induced impact, which refers to the additional consumer spending that happens as employees, business owners, and others spend their income in the local economy. And so we're strongly partnered with the Institute for Local Self-Reliance, and they conducted probably the most simplest study of the local multiplier effect. And one example is in several small communities in Maine. The study examined how much of a dollar spent at a local independent store is respent in the local area as payroll, goods and services purchased from area businesses, profits spent locally by owners, and as donations to area charities. When you think about it, Amazon is generally not writing that $200 check to that local Little League baseball team to buy their jerseys. Usually they're getting those donations from the local businesses. Amazon's not going to write them a $200 check for little kids to get their baseball uniforms. And so this is very important and very key. So the study found that each $100 spent at local independents generated $45 of secondary local spending compared to $14 for a big box chain. And so the statistics are there. And again, it's like beating a dead horse, but the pandemic really kind of brought the awareness of that.
Yeah, I love hearing those numbers and just kind of painting the picture more clearly for people. We have a few more things to get in on that on the other side of the break, and then we're going to talk about what's next for Amoeba and Dame by Local. Be back in just a minute here on Let's Get Local. Just as hate knows love's the cure, you can rest your mind sure.